Recognize our moms to have the ladies of our church doing such a great job leading us in a special moment of worship. This morning we're honoring two special groups of people. We're honoring our graduating seniors as well as the mothers in our congregation. Now I have to tell you something. Monday I sat down at my desk and I thought, this is going to be challenging. How in the world do you preach a sermon that includes both of these groups of people? And it really was challenging, but not really. You see, Tully and Emily are celebrating a huge accomplishment in their lives, high school graduation. You've been aiming toward this time since the beginning of your school career. Became more serious when you passed your freshman, then your sophomore, then your junior years, and then last summer about this time, you started to say, now we're seniors, seniors of 26. But it's not going to be long now before you're going to be walking across the stage and receiving a diploma, and you won't be a senior anymore. You'll be a graduate. What a special accomplishment. You'll move into a whole new future wherever God wants to lead you in your life. And as you choose that future, you will discover that your mother had a lot to do with what you've accomplished so far and all that has yet to come. You know, it's always been that way. The impact that parents have on their children is a huge influence. Today, when you think about folks who say, but kids today are so influenced by social media, kids today are so influenced by TikTok, kids today are so influenced by their peers, what you discover consistently is when you do surveys with high school graduates and ask who is the greatest influence on your life, it still continues to be my parents. My parents have influenced me in ways that nobody else ever has. That's why I picked the passage I'm preaching from this morning. When Paul wrote to Timothy, he pointed both forward and backward to him. He pointed forward toward the plan that God had for him, but he also pointed backwards toward the people who had gotten Timothy to where he was. So Paul wrote to him about the faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. So this morning I want to talk about a mother's influence. And I'm going to challenge Emily and Tully as they seize the challenge that they have prepared you to be able to take forward in your life. So let's look together at what God has to say in 2 Timothy. And the first thing it tells us is this: a mother's faith is a flourishing faith. I love the description that Paul made. You read so much between the lines. He says that faith that first existed in your mother, your grandmother Lois. And you think about that and you think about, how did Lois become a believer? You know, it's one of those great holes that the Bible leaves. We don't really know how Lois became a believer, but we do know that at some point, somewhere, somebody shared with them about the faith that she could hold in Christ Jesus. And that witness took hold, and the Holy Spirit began to dwell in her life, and she received Christ as her Savior. And the first thing she thought about once she had received Christ was her daughter, Eunice. I can't keep this to myself. This has changed my life. Not only that, it has changed my eternity. I've got to pass this on to Eunice because she needs to know the Lord Jesus for herself. And Eunice came to know Christ, and there was Lois and there was Eunice, and they both were believers. And then along the way came little Timothy. And as Eunice raised her son, she began to realize, I have a huge responsibility. My responsibility is to make sure that faith in Jesus doesn't end with me, that I pass it on to my son. I got it from my mother. I'm passing it on to my son. And Timothy, in his time, became a believer in Jesus. And God wasn't through yet, because the God who had led Lois to himself and created an opportunity for Eunice to come to know Jesus, now took Timothy and said, Timothy, I'm going to use you as part of a world-transforming team that's going to carry the gospel into places where nobody's ever heard about Jesus. So Timothy shared faith in Christ Jesus as a part of Paul's team. But if you ask Timothy, how did you get that faith that you've been sharing? He would say, well, I got that from my mother. Well, where did she get her faith? She got it from her grandmother. A grandmother and a mother made sure that a young man came to know Jesus. And because he knew Jesus, the world was changed. Someone has said that the hand that rocks the cradle impacts the world. Cassie and Amy, I think, that fact meant a lot to you when you held your firstborn children for the very first time and thought about the future that you were planning. But it means more today because now you're at a milestone point in their lives. Your oldest child is graduating from high school. Can you believe it? You think, how did they grow up and I haven't gotten any older? I can't explain that to you. It just happens. And it's exciting because you are standing with them on the verge of a whole new future. A future they are planning for themselves. But just because they're graduating doesn't mean you stop being Tully and Emily's mothers. It does mean your role is changing. As months and years go by, you're going to find that you are less of an authority in their lives. And you're going to take on a deeper, richer role. You're going to become an influencer. You can't tell them what to do. You can't tell them where to be. Except maybe when they're home for holidays. But you can be an influence on who they're going to be. As they move into the adult world, your faith should be reflected in their own. What you have received and you have passed on is now theirs to share with others. And you're going to discover, I have more impact than I ever thought I had. There were those times when I was so frustrated and I was so sure they're not paying attention to anything I'm saying, but they are. It makes me think about a piece I read a while back called When You Thought I Wasn't Looking. It goes like this. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you hang my first painting on the refrigerator, and I wanted to paint another one. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you feed a stray cat, and I learned that it is a good thing to be kind. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make my favorite cake, and I learned that little things are also special things. When you thought I wasn't looking, I heard you say a prayer, and I believe there is a God who will listen to me. When you thought I wasn't looking, I looked and want to say thank you for all the things I saw when you thought I wasn't looking. Isn't that good? Isn't it true? A mother's faith is a flourishing faith. But that's not all. Timothy also tells us that a mother's faith is her heritage. Amy, Cassie, all of you mothers, never forget that when you are faithful to the Lord, you establish a chain of faith that God can use to honor not just your own children, but their children and their children's children. Listen to what God says in the 78th Psalm. He says, we will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He has done, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God. What is the Bible saying? The Bible is saying that being a mother, being a parent, are like the waves on the sea, that you pass it on, and they pass it on, and they pass it on. And when you're fortunate, you see a link of generations that know Christ because you were faithful. You set the way. Timothy experienced that blessing in his own life. It's true God doesn't have any grandchildren. Everyone has to place their individual trust in Christ. But it is the challenge for faithful mothers and fathers to prepare the way for your children to be ready when that saving encounter comes. You've heard me say before, when some of our children in church have made that profession of faith, when they walked up here and declared their faith in Jesus and followed Him in baptism, you've heard me say, if I've done my job well, the great privilege I have is just to be the period at the end of the sentence, because parents have done their job well. And children were prepared to hear the call of the Holy Spirit. And that's the challenge. That's the challenge. Get them ready so they can hear when Jesus calls. It is your heritage. Emily and Tully, this passage in 2 Timothy is also your challenge as you begin that next chapter of your lives. As you graduate from high school. As you begin to claim your future. Whether it's at the University of Alabama or moving on toward becoming a firefighter. That's your challenge. And Paul told Timothy some things as a young man that I get to share with you as well. The first thing I want to tell you is this. The Bible says you are to stir up your gift. 2 Timothy gives you an affirmation and a challenge. It says you are uniquely gifted. Each one of you has your own special gifts. I couldn't help but smile just a little while ago, Tully, when I saw you using your gift. We recognized you here on the platform. We handed you your Bible, and you went up into the orchestra to use your gift. It made me smile. I thought, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's how you use the gift that God's given you. Each of you have your own talents and contributions. They're yours alone. God's given you a unique personality, a unique mind, a unique soul. You have the ability to be something special. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you have the ability to be a change agent. To make sure that what is going on around you, the people you touch and the things you do, will be better because you pass that way. Maybe in big ways or small ways, the world may or may not notice, but your life is going to matter to a lot of people in a lot of ways. Paul says you are given a gift, but he also gives a challenge. He says to Timothy, so you stir up that gift that's in you. You don't just sit and wait for it to come. You use it. You develop it. You challenge yourself to become everything you can. It is a gift. It began with God, not you. That's the difference between thinking I have a talent and believing I have a gift. If you think I have a talent, then what you think is, this is what I did myself. This is what I've developed in me. This is all mine. But if you recognize it is a gift, you recognize God put it in me. The potential has always been there, not because of me, but because of Him. And that gift reveals itself through your talents and your passions. But you stir it up. You do it through education, through training, through equipping. You do it through never settling for less than the very best from yourself. You stir it up by using determination and commitment through offering your gifts and your faith to the world. Stir up your gift. Second thing that Paul says to Timothy is this, and live with courage. Claim your future with boldness and enthusiasm. Dream big dreams. Grow a heart for Christ. Don't be one of those people who is afraid of being noticed or afraid of trying or afraid of giving the best that you have. Give it all to the Lord. Paul told Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. If I could give you one piece of counsel this morning that you could carry with you from this place into wherever God leads you next, it would simply be this. Find a purpose bigger than yourself and give yourself to it without reservation. Find something bigger than you and give everything you've got. Live your life boldly. And then Paul said to Timothy this, and depend on the Holy Spirit. What he said is this, God has given us a spirit of power, not of fear. And that spirit is the Holy Spirit, the presence of Christ in you. I don't know where all you'll go. I don't know what all you'll do, but I know this, because Christ is your Savior, He will be with you wherever you go, whatever you do. As you face the future, remember two things. Nothing is of ultimate value that is not rooted in the Lord. Anything you do with your life, anywhere you go, anything you accomplish, any job that you hold, any possession that is given to you, you need to recognize if it's not rooted in your faith in the Lord, it really doesn't matter. It'll be here today and gone tomorrow, and nothing will last forever except what the Lord does in you. That old saying is true. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. But you also need to know this. You will never face any obstacle or challenge where He's not with you. He's going with you. You know, one thing is going to be true as you graduate, whether you're doing EMT training or whether you're going away to the University of Alabama, you're both thinking the same thing. Won't be long. I'm going to be all on my own. They won't be able to see where I am or what I'm doing, because these days everybody tracks you on your phone. I'm on my own. I can do it for myself. I will be by myself for the first time. Sometimes that's going to be really exciting. Sometimes it's going to scare you to death. But you need to know this. You may not physically see your mothers. You may not physically see your fathers. But you're not going anywhere where God's not with you. There's never going to be a time when He is not there to take care of you. So let Him empower you. Let Him guide you. Let Him use you. Let Him direct you in the choices you make and the priorities you choose and the lifestyle you embrace. Depend on the Holy Spirit. And then one last thing I would say. And never be ashamed. Never be ashamed. Wherever you go, boldly carry your faith with you. You're going to be meeting a lot of new people from a lot of new places and a lot of new backgrounds, and some of them are going to join you and share the faith that you have in Christ, but there are going to be a lot of folks too that will reject your faith and they will mock your faith. And sometimes the easiest thing to do would be just to cover it up and keep it private. Never be ashamed. Never let anyone cause you to be embarrassed by the things that make you who you are. Never be ashamed of the heritage that you have received. Never be ashamed of the upbringing that brought you to the place where you find yourself. Never be ashamed of yourself. You are a unique creation of God, and He intends for you to do something special with your life. Never be ashamed of your testimony for Christ. Let it be part of who you are. Always let it be part of who you are. Emily, Tully, congratulations. Huge accomplishment. Most important thing you're ever going to do. I don't know how many times I've told folks I have graduated one way or another 4 different times in my life, but high school graduation is the only one that really mattered. Enjoy this time, but trust the Lord and never be ashamed. Mothers, thank you for following the example of Lois and Eunice. Thank you for being willing to pass on your faith to another generation and yet another generation. And as the Bible reminds us, generations yet to come. There's nothing more important that you can do. Proud that we got to share this time. Proud of the two of you. God bless you as you move forward. Maybe you're here today and you're not a believer. This has not been a particularly evangelistic message, but it's a very important message because it reminds us of the fact that nothing matters more than faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that what happened between a grandmother and a mother and a son is the most important thing that can happen in anybody's life, which is that they come to that point where they realize, more than anything in the world, I need a personal relationship with Jesus. And nothing else matters. And maybe you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, but you know you need to. In just a moment, we're going to stand and we're going to sing an invitation hymn. And if you'd like to come to know Christ, I'm going to be right here. You come to me and I'll introduce you to the one who will change your eternity. Maybe God's calling you to be part of this church. Maybe God's dealing with you about a special calling in your life. Is there a reason you need to come? We're going to stand, we're going to sing as God speaks. You come. Let's stand together. So glad we got to share this morning together. What a very special time this has been. Ladies, remember on your way out to pick up your gift. I know y'all just got up there to the orchestra, but parents, I'm going to invite you all to take your graduating seniors out to the lobby because folks are going to want to come and speak to you all and wish you luck and congratulate you and pray with you. And we want to make sure that we get to honor you. So y'all go ahead and make your way back to the lobby before we dismiss. Y'all come on down. Remember, we won't be back this evening for evening worship, so that you have plenty of time to feed your mothers well and give your mothers gifts and honor your mothers and tell them thank you and thank you and thank you yet again. It's going to be a wonderful evening. Let's bow together now for a final prayer and then one last song. Father, we do thank you for the chance we've had this morning, Father, to honor the mothers in our congregation. Lord, these ladies mean so much to us, and we just ask you, Lord, to bless them, not just today, but every day. And Father, we want to pray that you bless these two who have graduated, that, Lord, you'll take Emily and Tully in your hands, Lord, that you'll guide them and bless them, that, Father, you will open doors for them and give them direction, and, Father, all along the way, help them to boldly know who they belong to and who is with them. We pray in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.